there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, and let me just start today's podcast by offering you a very sincere apology. I took way too much time yesterday. I initially planned for this podcast to be 10 to 13 minutes long. That didn't work. So I changed the description to say 15 minutes. And then obviously yesterday, that didn't work. So I am so sorry for kind of spending some extra time. I know that your time is precious. And I promise you today, I'll give you back a minute or two on the teaching. And I'm excited. Hannah, you're back with me today. And thank you for taking time to do this with me.
Of course. I love to do it. I love being here. I love, even though, I mean, we're talking back and forth with each other, but I love, you know, being able to, I guess, talk with our listeners as well.
Absolutely. And I just love hanging out with you. So this has been a joy for me in so many different ways. And I've gotten great feedback from a number of you. Matter of fact, let me just say this. If you would take a moment, if you're a regular listener and either leave a review, that helps us to get a little more attention. I'd like to see as many people as possible be in their Bible every day. So if you left a review for us or subscribed, that would actually help us. If you want to, I mean, don't feel compelled, but if you don't do it, I'm never going to talk to you again.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. But in all seriousness, that would help. Hey, we're in Joshua 24, and this is one of the most famous passages in the Bible. We said yesterday that Joshua had spoken to the leaders in chapter 23, but in chapter 24, he's speaking to everybody. Leaders, people, he's speaking to all the people. And he says something, and this is really where I'm going to hone in today. He says something in verses 14 and 15 that is so important that it has become almost household language for a Christian home. Many of you have a plaque in your home, typically in the dining room or the kitchen, that has these words. Some of you pastors have this as a plaque or a saying on your desk. And it's the famous words at the end of Joshua 24 and verse 15, where it says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And there's a reason why those words are so iconic. And that's because, you know, Joshua is saying them really as his last words. It's his last message. And they're words that resonate. They're words that we want to be true. I think Christian parents, our greatest hope is that our kids will serve the Lord. And honestly, Hannah, that's one of the reasons why it means so much to me to do these podcasts with you and with the others, is because, you know, you're an adult. You can do your own thing. And you've decided that your own thing is, I love God and I want to serve Him with my life.
Well, and I know I can speak for all of us kids when I say we are really grateful for the upbringing we had, because, you know, it influenced us to come this way. We found it, you know, we discovered what we believe in ourselves, and we all came to the same conclusion.
Right.
And
right.
So attribute obviously a lot to our upbringing.
Right. And to the Lord. And you certainly didn't have a perfect mom or dad. Well, your dad was pretty...
I was going to say mom was a little more perfect, but you know.
But we did try to be real with you. And when there were mistakes, and I remember sitting down and saying, hey, you know, dad blew it, I'm sorry. But here's Joshua, and he's saying, you know, as for me, so I preach a message sometimes. I haven't preached it in quite a while, but a very simple message from this verse where I say, you know, as for me, that's a personal choice. As for me, and we have to make a personal choice to serve the Lord. Growing up, I made some choices for you, Hannah. You know, when you were a younger girl, there were some choices I made for you. But the older you became, the more choices you made for yourself. And there ultimately comes a time when we have to make the as for me choice. I'm going to serve the Lord. So I say that verse 15 is a personal choice, as for me. But there's also a parental part of it, because Joshua said, as for me and my house. So how does that jive? And on the one hand, he's saying, hey, this is the personal choice. But on the other hand, he's saying, but I do have parental responsibility. You know, how would you read that, Hannah, if he says, as for me and my house?
Good question. I mean, we do make our personal choices, but we're always under authority. We're always under leadership, ultimately God. But even in the church, like you said, growing up when I was younger, you know, I had a lot, you know, rules with my parents. Different stages and different aspects of life, you have that authority, you have that leadership. So yes, there's a personal choice.
Yeah, and you're kind of looking at it from the follower's standpoint, which I appreciate. That's not a perspective I was considering, but I'm talking about from a leadership standpoint. You know, how can I say, as for me, and then say, and my house? How can I be assured that my house, and for Joshua, his house, that didn't just refer to wife and kids, but that would refer to servants, domestic servants, in some cases, even one's tribal division. So this could have referred to hundreds of people. So how can somebody say, hey, my house is going to serve the Lord? I mean, can you really assure definitively that other people with a free will are going to serve God?
Well, no. Like you said, it comes to that personal choice that we all make, but it definitely shows his desire for his family. His desire was for them to serve the Lord.
And I think that's the point. I think it says, this is my desire with all of the leadership capacity I have, as much as I can wield my authority. This is my decision. I'm going to use my influence among those who follow me most closely and for whom I'm most responsible. I'm going to use my influence to help them to follow the Lord. And I think that's probably why in 1 Timothy 3, when the Apostle Paul said, hey, Timothy, here are some qualifications, or in Titus 1, here are some qualifications for an elder, a bishop, a pastor, we would say today. Here's some qualifications. One that ruleth well his own house. In other words, a person that uses his influence to make sure that those that are most under his auspices are serving the Lord. So it's in that sense, I call that a parental choice. So as for me, that's a personal choice. And my house, that's a personal choice. But then I think the third part of that famous statement by Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And just to keep the alliteration going, I call that a purposeful choice. You know, that's our purpose. So as an individual, as a family, our purpose is we're going to serve the Lord. And I love that, because Joshua could have spent his time talking about what he did do. But he said, here's what we're going to do. Even as an old man, he had this forward-looking vision. He wasn't resting upon his laurels. He was saying, we're going to serve God with our life. And isn't that encouraging?
Yeah, definitely. And humbling, you know, like you said, he wasn't bragging on himself, and he very well could have. You know, it was God working through him, but there was a lot he accomplished in his life. But like you said, looking forward and covering all three aspects of a relationship, because a lot of times we do focus on just one or two, like, you know, well, that's my parents' religion, that's my church's thing, that's my friend's thing, or whatever, you know, just, you know, assigning it to a certain person or group and not making it personal, or, you know, not unifying it. But there's those three elements.
And talking about, you know, it's a personal choice, it's a parental choice, it's a purposeful choice. And then I think, you know, just in closing, because I told you I'd give you a minute or two back today. In closing, I would say, you know, what does that mean to serve the Lord? And I think he defines it because he said in verse 14, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. So serving the Lord definitely involves doing what the Bible says, because that's where truth is found in the Bible. So it's not just what I want to do or just what feels good or, you know, but it's a matter of knowing what God expects and following what the Word of God says. So it's serving him in truth. But then in sincerity, in the word sincere here means wholeheartedly, with my passion, not just robotically. I don't serve God just mechanically, like I'm just going through the motions and I must serve God today. And no, but I'm serving him with a heart for him. So it's a heartfelt service. It's a service that's hemmed in by the truth of God's word. I want to, that's my head, truth. Sincerity, that's my heart. I'm serving him intelligently. I'm serving him passionately. But I think the third part of serving God is to serve God thankfully. And why I say that is because up until verse 15, which is kind of the imperative, you know, or the declarative, I should say, we will serve the Lord. I love that. But where did that emanate from? It emanated from 13 verses 1 through 13 of Joshua saying, here's what God did. So verse 15, here's what I'm going to do. Right? Here's what I'm going to do. But what he did was really a response to what he said God had already done in his life. It helps me when I think of the verse there in 1 John where it says, we love him
because he first loved us.
Because he first loved us. So God initiated, God got that pendulum going. And just in closing, let me just, I won't tell the story of verses 1 through 13. It reiterates all that God had done for them. But let me just read some of the verbs. Verses 2 and following, Joshua says, okay, here's what God did. And it speaks of God in the first person. I took your father Abraham. I led him. I gave him Isaac. Verse 4, I gave unto Isaac. Verse 5, I sent Moses. Verse 5, I plagued Egypt. Verse 6, I brought your fathers. All down. I mean, I'm not going to take time to read it all, but 13 verses. I did. God did all these things. And so Joshua's natural response was, guys, you can serve whoever you want to serve. We all have to make a choice. You can't just live life in a vacuum. Everyone worships something. But let me just tell you, me, I'm serving God. As much as I have influence in my house, we're serving God. And let me tell you something, with my whole heart, with my whole mind, I'm going to serve the Lord God. Can you hear an old man saying that, Hannah?
I can picture. I'm just picturing Dr. Sisk's voice saying it.
I am too. And I hope you are too, my friends. I hope that you'll say, wow, God's been good to me. I can't answer for others, but as for me, those that I influence, I'm going to serve God with my life. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.